Hello, friends. This is Vlad Mazik. Thank you so much for downloading the Vladcast. Episode number 10, actually. So now we're in the double digits, amazingly enough. As I said originally, you know, I'm going to hop onto this thing and give you an update on what's going on and what I'm up to, because, you know, a lot of it kind of affects what you do day to day, and I tried to help with that. So here we are, number 10, and really a lot of stuff to talk about. So I'm going to go through it about as fast as I can, just give you like a 10,000-foot view of sort of the strategy that's being implemented over at the House of Vlad. First of all, a bit of an update on the community initiatives. Obviously, Vladcast, Vladfire, SBS Show, Vladville, and all of the other good stuff will continue as I have time, because those are some of my personal hobbies, and they get about as much attention as I feel I need to share. For the greater good of the community, really. Now, on the flip side, there's also a business side that benefits the community in a number of ways, but it is done primarily out of commercial business interests. So, what do I have going on that end? Well, Shocky Monkey is one. Thieving Weasel, which I announced about a week ago, is the other one. And finally, we also have a new TV and the SBS podcast show that are coming out at some point, I believe, early September or so. Why? Well, because we're a market leader in this space. And when you're a leader, you can't just call yourself a leader and talk about it. You actually have to cause change and move up the whole space a little bit. So that's sort of what I'm trying to do. So let me run you through this whole list of projects that I have on my plate. First being the Shocky Monkey stuff. Obviously, the development on that has been going pretty well. I have been coding a lot of stuff, and I haven't really had a major release in probably almost a month now. So the new stuff is going to have a lot of accounting changes, a lot of integration, a lot of business management and people management type of stuff. So that stuff is coming up, along with a WMI agent so you can remotely monitor systems, the mobile agent so you can load things off of your Windows mobile phone, so on and so forth. Lots of cool stuff there. Thieving Weasel, also under development. It actually is code complete, meaning I have actually written it all. And I'm kind of playing it around with a couple of VIPs, some of the community people, some of the people that are really kind of versatile in the whole social networking aspect of things. We're changing things around, making sure that they're as intuitive and as little annoying as possible. I don't know if we're ever going to manage to do something like that, but hey, you know, we'll keep on trying. And finally, Orlando IT Pro, which was the user group that I founded and led up until last month, is going to have a little new stuff to it. We're going to start recording our sessions, and this is really a joint effort between me and Microsoft. Unofficially, between me and unofficially between Microsoft. So what does that actually mean? Well, at the Worldwide Partner Conference, I sat down with Jessica Emmons, who's a partner community manager here in Florida, and JJ Antequino, who's a TS2 partner manager, actually presenter for the TS2 Roadshow. And we kind of sat around and talked about, you know, really a need to bring some of this content out to the community at large, so that some of this knowledge is not trapped as a local aspect, because we all love what we do, and we all love talking about what we do. And if you've ever met anybody that's passionate or really cares about what they're doing in their day-to-day life, they tend to talk about it after hours, and sometimes those are the most meaningful conversations you can ever have. So we sat down and, you know, we were kind of hammering around all these events that are officially put on, that are out there, that you have to attend, that you have to see, that are local and have that local look and feel and touch to them. But there's a lot of benefit that a lot of people tend to miss out on because, hey, you know, life gets in the way. Babysitter's not around, staying late at the office, emergencies always come up, or, you know, you're just stuck in traffic and you're like, well, what would I rather do, be with my family or a bunch of geeks? And that's usually a very easy answer to provide. So we kind of sat around and we said, all right, how about we do this? We'll get together, and once a quarter or however often we can actually get around to doing it, don't hold me on it because you're not paying for it, we'll sit down and basically record a quick presentation. I'll do one, JJ will do one, Jessica will do one, all in our areas of expertise. Obviously, I have this large SBS deployment base, and I look at SBS events kind of like a hawk. We have JJ, who works as a TS2 presenter, so he is basically trained in such a huge variety of products that he has to present and explain to people and explain the actual both business and technical impact that they would have on a small business. And finally, we got Jessica Emmons, who is a very talented little cookie, and she knows a heck of a lot. She has an MBA, so tomorrow night she's going to be doing a presentation on how to market to small business owners, how to market an IT company to small business owners, talk about some of the ways that Microsoft does it, talk about some of the ways that she's seen it done in the market. So really not a commercial project by any means. I mean, we're not going to sit there and sell the Exchange Defender in Office for 3.5 hours, but still something that's very tangible, very beneficial, and if you can open your mind and sit there and look at it and take it for what it's worth and hopefully pick something out of it, I think that it both raises the profile of how and what we do in the SMB community, and it also gives people worldwide somewhat of an idea of how to go about doing these things, and if they find it valuable, they can rely on their contacts and their vendors and their friends to put things like that together. There are so many days that I look at my TV and there's just nothing on. And, you know, we're not really looking for that hardcore 300-level course at 9 p.m. at night. But if there's something I can unwind to that kind of stimulates me a little bit and gives me something to think about and opens my interests to an area of business where I otherwise wouldn't be looking at, you know, that much the better. So that's sort of an update on what I've been doing. Obviously, I can't be very detailed in terms of Shocky Monkey because it's still not a commercial product. I'm still developing it. It's still very much a development project. But come October, November timeline, this is going to go commercial, meaning you'll be able to download a VMware copy if you want to run Shocky Monkey in your data center, in your environment. And you can run it off of our data center, off of a hosting page, off of our secured environment. So, you know, it's not an all-in, all-out. I'm trying to be as flexible and as friendly to everybody else. Same with the Thieving Weasel, which is not the name of the networking site, obviously, folks. You know, that is going to be sort of a mashup of OnForce and Facebook, and really a way to connect with your peers and partners across the country and form some lasting business and, you know, personal relationships that some of us that have traveled the country and been to all of these conferences, events have been able to do. So I'm bringing that experience and that, well, that look and feel of things to you, to your neck of the woods, if you don't travel around the country to every single event that's out there. And finally, the TV show and the podcast. You know, listen, things change all the time. Nothing stays static, and you got to be prepared for change. You got to embrace change. And if this gives you a little bit of guidance from some people that are very successful at what they do, I don't see what more you can expect for free. So thank you for your support, as always. I always love reading fan mail and comments that you folks leave on my blog. If you have any ideas, if you have any ideas or suggestions on how you may be able to contribute, if you want to record a podcast, if you want to record a video blog, if you want to start writing a blog, believe me, folks, I have turned on so many people onto this that, you know, I can just go down a list. It's like a little black book of people that I've hooked onto blogging. So by all means, let me know. I will help you out. I will empower you. I will market the crap out of you because there's a lot of people that want to know what you think. The world does not revolve around Vlad, and the more people that are out there that are speaking their mind, that are honest about what's going on, the better off we all are and the better we can feel about what we do. So have a wonderful day. Thank you for support, and hope you tune in. You'll love the sound of my voice.
Oh, yes.